Hello, Connection Cafe readers and listeners. Welcome to the next podcast interview in a series of conversations with Convio employees, partners, and friends. My name is Corey Paderewski, and I'm a senior client strategy executive here at Convio. The goal of this series is to allow you to get to know some of us better, what makes us tick, and why we enjoy working at Convio and with all of our clients. This month's conversation is with Nikhil Kumar, the Vice President of the Services Delivery Team at Convio. We start our conversation with Nikhil telling me a little about himself and what brought him to work at Convio.
My name is Nikhil Kumar. I'm the Vice President of the Client Delivery Organization within Services. I've been at Convio for around 10 months, and my background in a nutshell is I ran a SaaS delivery organization in a prior life, and both in the U.S. and in Europe. And before that, spent a lot of time in both corporate IT, managing engineering teams and custom development teams, as well as doing a lot of consulting and a little bit of startup work in between to kind of spice things up. So a lot of different things. What led me to Convio was after my last job, I ended up taking a 5 or 6 month sabbatical just to kind of reconnect with my family and figure out what makes sense professionally next for me. And through that process, you know, for me, what was important was finding a job where I could be doing something meaningful. And so I started looking at nonprofit and renewable energy and things of that like. And essentially, you know, through my various relationships within the Austin community, came upon Convio, which I'd already known about, and found out more about what Convio is all about and more specifics, and found out about the role, and then came on board and figured out it's a place where I could do something, help other companies continue to do the meaningful work they do and scale that ability. So that's why I'm here.
And that's a theme that I think a lot of employees have in terms of, like, we hear stories about, oh, I either, you know, came from like a for-profit background, but I wanted to do something more meaningful. Mm-hmm. Or then there's the other side of it of, like, I worked with nonprofits, but I wanted to be able to either work with more organizations or work with, you know, more innovative technology. So it seems like we kind of have people who come from, you know, different sides, but a lot of us kind of feel the same way in terms of why we enjoy working.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And tell me a little about the team that you manage and work with.
So I have a fantastic team around client delivery. So we've got a couple of different functional areas. We, you know, from a functional perspective, we've got a great group of project managers and program managers that sort of help guide our clients. We've got a whole web development team around deploying and customizing all our modules. And we've got a data integration team, kind of my Swiss Army knife team, if you will, that essentially has the competencies to basically integrate anything to anything and are really agnostic to the tool set, can work with Convio tool set, work with third-party industry-based tool sets. And then I've got a service bureau team and a CRM team that really is focused on data hygiene, data conversion, setting things up for analytical value, if you will, for our clients, as well as working on our CRM platform. So that really rounds out the majority of client delivery. And then I've got a couple of other ancillary functions. I've got a team that focuses on driving migrations for our clients from one platform to the other. And we've also got a couple of folks that are playing the solution architecture role that are working with our teams and with our clients kind of upfront and upstream in terms of discovery and really kind of architecting the best solution for some of our largest customers.
You know, I'm sure a lot of our clients and people listening to the Connection Cafe are familiar with a lot of our staff from sort of an outside view, but within, you know, the team that you manage and working with them day to day, what would be some of the either, you know, skills or the activities or just the work that may not be as visible to the kind of outside world, outside of Convio walls?
Great question. On the surface, you know, if you map to the functions I just laid out, there's a lot of work that project management, web development, data integration, et cetera, and, you know, there's tools and tactics that kind of go with that. I think sort of the intangibles and the things that kind of happen, you know, from the inside looking out is the kind of relationships that we build with our clients through the process. We are, you know, we're a client service organization, very, very client focused, and we over time become essentially trusted advisors to our clients. not just on the usage of our technology and how to configure it and how to get the most out of it, but in general, we're able to work with our clients, establish relationships with them on an ongoing basis, and really understand what they're doing in terms of whether it be events or anything else that they may be embarking on, and kind of get a preview of what their strategy is and what they want to do. And we really always are mapping that back to what we can do to serve them, as well as how we can connect back to our own product and internal engineering teams to provide that feedback back and kind of close the loop and really represent the full spectrum of needs that we're seeing on the ground. And so that's not something that's very evident from the outside looking in, but that's something that we do on a daily basis, almost naturally, and something we want to continue to do more of.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I've heard kind of, you know, around the Convio office that when you, with a lot of your new hires since you've worked at Convio, one of the things that you've looked at with the people that you've hired is people who have both the personal skills and the technical skills and can kind of bring those together, the techie translator type person.
Absolutely. It makes it for a tougher profile to certainly recruit for and bring on board, but it's definitely the right direction to go, both for the type of team dynamic and culture we want to create internally, as well as how we service our clients and kind of help grow our business. So it makes sense from a lot of different perspectives, you know, looking for people that are true athletes who can do a lot of different things and kind of zig and zag with the needs of the clients and needs of the business, and actually have some level of intuition in trying to reading the needs and have the personal skills, right, to manage through times that can be stressful as you go through the project life cycle and really are in crunch time and you're kind of in the same boat with the client and trying to deliver against a date. You want to have that relationship established and that competency established and the ability to really kind of map to their needs and kind of be understanding as well and kind of guide them through the process.
You had mentioned that one of the things that about Convio that appealed to you was the work that we do with nonprofits out there and cause-based organizations. Mm-hmm. What are some things that either from that you've worked on in the past or that you currently still are involved with in the nonprofit sector that kind of are meaningful to you personally?
There's a few different things. When I was much younger, growing up all over the U.S. and overseas, my parents used to always make a habit of during certain holiday seasons, just sort of volunteering in terms of either cooking or handing out food or things like that. And so that's something that I've been a part of growing up, like I said, both in the U.S. and overseas, and it's just sort of part of what we do as a family. Since then, you know, when I was in college, I spent a lot of time working with Habitat for Humanity and kind of doing side projects and kind of learning on the job on how to put together a house. But that was really rewarding, and I was able to kind of get a really good taste of what a difference a group of people can make, that just a collection of people coming together on a Saturday can make for somebody, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then so I've you know, both myself and my family, we try to volunteer and do a lot of local events and walks and things like that. More recently, I've been involved with one of our actual Convio clients, the Sustainable Food Center, mm-hmm. that actually runs a lot of our local farmers market, mm-hmm. and is a really big advocate for supporting local farmers, getting from, you know, farm fresh food to the table, helping, you know, lower income families really learn how to grow healthy food, and then teaching them how to cook it and mm-hmm. make, you know, very tasty food with it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm part of their DevCom committee, and I've been working with them for the last several months on helping them sort of sort out a lot of technology and non-technology issues with their organization. But that's something I'm really passionate about mm-hmm. in terms of supporting the local community.
That's awesome. What would be some maybe tips that you would have based on what organizations can do to either, you know, better leverage the Convio technology that they have, or maybe even outside of what they're using Convio for, just better ways to kind of manage mapping their business needs to technology solutions?
I think that, you know, there's a lot of information that we put out on our website and our blogs. There's a lot of communications that come out of from our product and engineering side and from our support side. I think paying attention to those communications and really kind of internalizing them and what it means for them is really, really important. Mm-hmm. I think that they can also maximize the value of the products that we bring together. You know, services ultimately is taking our products and mapping it into solutions for our clients. And I think really working with our, whether it be the project manager managers or the technology teams, really trying to seek to understand what new features and things like that could mean for them. Mm-hmm. And then we have a responsibility to also be proactive and offer solutions. And I think that, you know, really show up for that dialogue and really be part of that dialogue about what the products and solutions could mean for them. Mm-hmm. And then also play around with it, you know, play around with the products, whether it's in a testbed environment, if there's new features coming out, really kind of play with it and see what it means for them. Mm-hmm. And how they could leverage it and utilize it and make us part of the conversation, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's really kind of paying attention to the larger communication we do, as well as working with the project teams to set aside time to have that thought. I think it's interesting, a lot of times we have meetings with our clients that are very tactical and very specific to the project at hand, which are great and they have to happen. But I think it takes a little bit of effort on both sides to actually say, you know, we're going to actually set aside some time to talk about possibilities, mm-hmm. about what we could be doing that we're not doing phase two, phase three, or down the road. Mm-hmm. And actually having those meetings that are more conceptual. Mm-hmm. And even if you come away and only 30% of the ideas are any good, you still are thinking something differently, mm-hmm. About something differently, and you're kind of on a new vector of thought. And so I think those types of things would really help. I think we can be there at the table to help clients brainstorm on what else they could be doing.
Yeah, yeah. So it takes the pressure off of like the immediate needs off your shoulders, because you're thinking sort of, you know, big picture and holistically.
Exactly.
And it can open up some doors to other possibilities.
Exactly, exactly. And having those exploratory conversations is really important. And again, you get into the weeds of the tactics of and the battle of the day, mm-hmm. and you don't always rise to those conversations. And I think it's both on the client side and as well as on the Convio side to make sure that we're having those conversations, mm-hmm. about things well beyond the immediate battle of the day.
Yeah. So I know that you keep, you know, plenty busy with managing your teams and just kind of a lot of the leadership functions here. But what's your general work style like? How do you prefer? Do you listen to music when you're not on the phone or in meetings? How do you kind of manage your work?
So it's funny. When I'm not, I'm in a lot of meetings. Mm-hmm. Though I try to more recently go to the meetings that I feel that, you know, that I can really contribute, and then sort of delegate where it needs to be and really make sure the team is working together. Mm-hmm. But when I'm not in meetings, I tend to listen to music at my desk later in the evening. Mm-hmm. But during the day, if I'm not in meetings and I've got some spare cycles and I don't really, you know, want to use my time to actually just kind of catch up on things, I actually like to walk the floor. I'm a big proponent of sneaker management. And so I really like to randomly go and talk to my team, whether it's not just my leadership team, but talk to the web developers, the data integration folks, or call up over the phone my team in Lincoln, Nebraska, or in DC, or wherever they may be, and the project managers on the floor as well, and just sort of kind of get a pulse of what's going on, mm-hmm. figure out how their day is going, what I can do to help, you know, how things are going with particular clients. And so I really enjoy kind of getting a pulse of what's going on with the team. And those moments of the day that I have to do that are some of the most rewarding in terms of just getting a pulse of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I've discovered through that process things that I just normally wouldn't have if I just waited for the next status update or the next status call.
Yeah.
And I just think it's just a good way to operate and really kind of be connected with the team and really be part of the fabric of what they're working on every day.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What's the very next thing you're going to do after we get done with this interview?
I believe I actually have a couple of different meetings lined up. I actually have a meeting with our VP of Engineering, Gary Allison, mm-hmm. To kind of sort through some things. And then after that, I've got a couple of meetings with some of the project teams to kind of get a pulse of how some of the projects are going. Mm-hmm. And then I'm ending my day in an exploratory conversation about some international opportunities that we might have in terms of project work. So that's sort of what my day looks like. And on the engineering side, I'm actually looking forward to talking to Gary, because one of the things we've done is really build a really good bond between services and engineering. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of carrying that conversation on what else we could be doing to sort of strengthen the bond between the teams, mm-hmm. how things are going, how we can have a better sort of interplay with certain client projects. So there's a whole host of things that he and I need to kind of sort through.
Fantastic.
One of the things that I'm, you know, continue to be excited about with Convio in particular in being here is just that the relationships that we've been able to establish across different boundaries, whether it's with sales or it's with engineering or the product and services. And in my 10 months here, I've only seen that get better and better. Mm-hmm. And I think the interconnection, interplay between all the different teams is getting stronger. Mm-hmm. And we have almost a web-like, a real-time sense of when there's a disturbance in the force in engineering, mm-hmm. I get a pretty good signal of what's going on here and what that means for me and how what it means for a client and vice versa. And mm-hmm. we're able to course correct and make adjustments like any other business, but very, very quickly mm-hmm. and have a really good stream of consciousness style kind of communication that's evolving. So mm-hmm. I'm really excited about that. And I think that's not something to be taken lightly or taken for granted, because I've been around enough organizations to know that there's always some artificial barrier that gets in the way of having that level of communication and trust among organizations. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly, I don't take that for granted that we have that here, and that's something that's, you know, that's pretty strong.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty special. And, you know, you just kind of forget that it is a special thing when it just becomes daily course.
Yep. My standard last question for everybody is finish this sentence. Life is full of
choices.
Okay, choices. Why choices?
Life is full of choices, both personally, professionally, and everything in between, right? You know, you choose where to spend the most of your waking moments, which is at work, and we walk through the choices of why I'm here. You choose who you want to spend your life with. You choose where you want to live. Mm-hmm. So life is definitely full of choices, and then some of those choices you make because you have a body of experience you've learned from. Some of those choices you make because you don't know any better, and you learn whether it was a right choice or wrong choice. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, life is just a series of choices, and it's about how you learn from them, learn about yourself, learn about what you like, dislike, and kind of adjust and kind of find your path to happiness.
And that wrapped up the conversation that Nikhil and I had. Let us know on the Connection Cafe if you have any follow-up questions or suggestions for future conversations. If any of you are attending the South by Southwest Interactive Conference in the next couple weeks, make sure to stop by the Beacon Fire Lounge. Conveo is sponsoring the lunches there, and each day we'll be collecting donations for local nonprofit organizations. We'll have some Conveo staff there to welcome you, including myself, and we'd love to catch up or hear how you're doing. So until then, or the next podcast interview, thanks for listening, and keep up the great work.